Are you taking care of your rent? No, not the stuff you're compelled to fork out every month to your money-grabbing landlord. Not that rent. What I'm talking about is the tear in your motivational fabric every time you have one of those events we call a failure. Of course, I'm playing with words here because, in case you didn't get the mildly insane insinuation, a rent is a word for tear. But this is not meant to be a lesson in entomology. No, not at all. It's a comment about what happens to our mindset after we experience something that we tried that didn't quite make the grade. The F word, of course, is always a reflection of how we judge our past actions that didn't render the results we had in mind. It's really nothing else. Upon closer inspection, we can even get some good learning juice out of it if we dare to look at it. He wasn't alone in this, but a guy by the name of all things, Samuel Smiles, the author of the classic 1882 book Self-Help, once said, "It's a mistake to suppose that men succeed through success. They much oftener succeed through failures. Precept, study, advice, and example could never have taught them so well as failure has done." Now, those 33 words alone may not help you completely recover from the battling you gave yourself after the fact, but at least you could feel a little bit better knowing that many others have ventured down this dark road before you. I suppose there's one thing I should add to this tidbit of information here. It's this. The hurt you feel when bad things happen is like a bruise on an apple, except being in the thinking is not a physical bruise like the one on the meat. It's an emotional or an ethereal one. These typically take way more time to mend. Maybe that's why your mother may have advised, "Sleep on it. It'll look better in the morning." "Sure, Mom." I don't know about you, but after a day of blowing it big time, I never could sleep it off. It wasn't until years later when I came upon the idea of mindset immunity, which became my life's work, that I realized that there is an immune system that does for the thinking what the other one does for the body. And that's what I'll be talking about on my next free webinar coming up this Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific. You can get your free invitation. Just go to www.mobiusman.com/webinar. More power to you. For the Mobius Monday Minute, I'm David Parsons.